There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two in studio tonight. It's Daryl
Cantwell
and Johnson,
and we will take
number two.
We'll take your calls about whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or if you have Skype, it generally sounds better. I say generally because there are times when, you know, your bandwidth might not be the greatest. Like if you're trying to upload or download things, pause the uploading and the downloading when you call in on the Skypes. And we are now going to the Skype. Philip is calling in, wants to talk to Cantwell about abortion.
Goody, goody.
Philip, you're on the air.
Chris, you know, as one anti-female supremacy a-hole to another, I just got to say I have a lot of respect for you.
Well, thank you very much. I don't hear that too frequently.
Yeah. Yes. Well, you know, I've heard Mark talk about this before, but, you know, we're faced in a situation, in our current situation of our laws, where the woman has the so-called right to choose whether or not basically she wants to be a mother or a mother again up until a certain point in the process. But the man is kind of hamstrung, and if the mom wants other kids, then you're basically held hostage for the next 18 years for some arbitrary amount or whatever formula that you have to pay into the system to take care of this kid. Now, I've heard Mark talk about this before, but I'm interested in what your solution is about this inequity.
So I am staunchly anti-abortion. I think that abortion is a horrific act of violence that nobody has any right to engage in, and to commit murder against a helpless child who hasn't even been born yet is a terrible thing. If you don't want to get pregnant, there are ways of avoiding that. And I get so frustrated at hearing people talk about this in the terms of choice. I don't think that that's what it is. I don't believe in laws to punish people who engage in abortion, because we don't have agency in the matter. I believe that a father has some obligation to a child. I don't think that it's incorrect to hold him to some obligation to provide for the child. He's as much a part of that child's life as the mother is. The problem, as I see it, is that women are murdering their babies with the help of medical practitioners, and that's the problem.
See, I've got a totally different view on it. That might be a solution for you, which is that I don't believe in abortion, but I would call myself pro-choice, and it's not that I believe in abortion, but I believe in a woman's choice to take that fetus and remove it from her womb, and then let whatever may happen. Now, if you're religious and you are completely against, you want to say that that's murder, or whatever your idea that might be there, in terms of removing the fetus from the womb, well then it's on your church and your organization to start funding the science necessary to put these, fetuses in a artificial wombs, which is we're at that level of technology pretty much within the next 2-3 years.
And even without aborting the child, the mother can give up her parental rights to the child by putting the child up for adoption. And I know that in some places there are ways in which a father can go through a process to waive his parental rights to a child.
Right, but there are a lot of women that don't want to go through labor, they don't want to bring they don't want to raise, a fetus to term and push a baby out of there. They don't want to push a watermelon through the size of a lemon,
I want to hear from the caller, and then I'm going to rip your evictionism argument apart.
Okay,
go
sure.
Ahead,
let me put my idea out there. I believe that, to the extent that we have the thing called a constitution, and it says that people, whoever that is, have equal rights. I think that applies to a child, and as such, I think abortion is tantamount to murder. But, while we got the system, that abortion is so-called legal. I'm just frustrated with the inequality that men are left with. And I think Mark Edge has a solution that, you know, up until, you know, like maybe a week or so or a reasonable period before the woman has the so-called right to make this choice, the guy should be able to say, hey, you know, I don't want anything to do with this kid's life. I don't want any of the financial obligation. If you want to bring this kid into the world, you're on your own. I'm out. And that way, the man also has the option to basically not be held hostage financially.
I don't know where equal rights are in the Constitution. I haven't seen that. All men are created equal, and then God starts playing favorites, if you will. But and as an atheist, I don't actually have a whole use for God playing favorites. But you get the idea. Men and women are not equals. Two men are not equals. That's a ridiculous concept. People don't have equal rights. People have rights based on, if they have rights at all, they have rights based on property, whatever they have acquired.
But should those rights not be applied equally under the law?
Not entirely, because men and women are not the same animals, and to treat them the same is just silly. So the way the laws are formulated right now is that laws are interfering in things where men and women are necessarily unequal, right? The laws shouldn't be interfering in any of these matters, and thus, the answer to the problem is for them to get the hell out of it. But when you're dealing in matters of the family, the court there is necessarily going to have to, if it's going to act, it's going to have to act in an unequal fashion, right? Men and women are not the same species in a family.
Right. Well, you're talking about family court here. I'm talking about just in general, if two people are assaulted, that obviously means that at least one or possibly two other people are alleged to have committed the act of assault. Should not the people that are charged with the acts of assault be treated equally in the court under the law?
No,
you must both be proven beyond a reasonable doubt to have committed this offense.
Well, it should have the same standard of evidence, sure, but I think that I don't have a problem, for example, with the fact that a man who assaults a woman is infinitely more likely to suffer a greater punishment than a woman who assaults a man. I think it's a greater crime for a man to assault a woman than it is for a woman to assault a man. It's a very serious crime for a woman to assault a man. It needs to be taken more seriously. People don't take it seriously at all, but I don't think it's entirely inappropriate that there's a disproportionate penalty here, because there's a vast power disparity when you talk about a 250-pound man punching a woman in the face versus some girl who, you know, sort of gets upset because it's that time of the month and she decides to smack somebody.
Right, but I'm not talking about the charge being a different charge. I'm talking about the rules of court. Should they not be applied equally?
Well, but then what you start is, do they apply equally? And then I give the example of where it doesn't apply equally, and then you say, well, I'm talking about something else. So the answer to the question is, the law doesn't treat people equally, and there's no reason to expect that it ever would.
Should some people not have to be found guilty beyond a reasonable doubt? Based on whatever, arbitrary black, white, male, female, transgender, whatever. Should some people not have to be found guilty beyond a reasonable doubt? That would be equal application of the law.
Well, just let me get back to my question here.
Yeah.
Right now, in the current system that we have, we have men and women that are being treated unequally. Women get to basically decide whether or not they want to be a mother, and men have no choice in the matter. What if anything should be done about that?
I think there's not a political solution to that problem. The idea is to let the markets figure this out and people sign up for their own justice systems at the end of the day. People are going to, in the absence of the state, sign up for what suits them in the market environment, and that's ultimately the problem to it. Dealing with the situation that we're in now, I don't have a problem with a man being held to account for when he knocks a woman up. If you don't want to lock a woman up, then wear a condom or don't have sex with her.
I'm going to have to hear you rip apart this evictionism argument, because what I think if the woman always has a right to evict a fetus from her womb, then the man always has the right to say, no, I'm not taking part. And if you want to have a child, you go for it. But I'm abdicating my responsibility here, and you've got the same choice And if you want to take care of it, you go right ahead.
The world that we live in is decaying because of people abdicating their responsibilities. Until people start stepping up and being responsible for their things, especially their reproductive habits.
But it doesn't have to happen. If you know, in other words, if she could say, no, I don't want to do this, you know, like both parties are able to say no, you know, like they don't want to, we don't want to procreate. It takes two to do that.
You guys can hash this out in the next segment when we come back on Free Talk Live. And, of course, your calls are welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3.
My bag is saying, you cost me a lot of misery and all total $2,700 in doggy fees. And all it took was one container of Dynavite, 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old Silky Terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days. But she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com 859-428-1000.
And I was like, oh, that's it. I gave her the Dynavite after 5 weeks. And one morning, there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is as healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
As a parent, one of my greatest concerns is for the safety and well-being of my family. But no matter how concerned I am, it doesn't take the place of taking action and preparing for the unknown. I plan by having a GoFood savings account where I allocate a little money each month to have health store quality food delivered to my door at budget store prices. Although GoFoods are storable for 25 years, they are family mealtime favorites even today. My family asking to eat the food that we are storing lets me know that when we only have the food we stored to live on, that we won't have the added stress of eating unfamiliar or undesirable food. Buying GoFoods is investing in the future of my family. Convenient packages allow me to buy according to my budget, and I get free shipping on my monthly orders. To set up your GoFood savings account, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Where are Mark and Ian? You ask yourself. Well, they're in Texas. Have you heard about Bitcoin? Well, you've heard about blockchains, right? But what does it all mean for you? Well, you can attend the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin, Texas, on March 28th and 29th to find out. Keynote speakers include world-famous investors, economist, and author George Gilder. This is the guy that practically created Reaganomics. Also, IBM's architect of the blockchain technology, Sambala Nair, will be flying in from India. David Johnston, Robert Murphy, Charlie Shrem, and many other speakers are still getting lined up. This is the biggest Bitcoin event going on, especially since the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference will also be hosting the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. If you want a glimpse into the future, going even beyond Bitcoin, you want to be in Austin, Texas this weekend, March 28th and 29th. So there's still time if you are within driving or flying distance of Austin, Texas. You still have time to get there. Head over to TexasBitcoinConference.com to get tickets. And if you use the code FTL, you will get a $25 discount off the $150 admission price, which is a very affordable ticket for these kinds of events. And not only that, the Texas Bitcoin Conference will be donating $25 to Sean's Outpost with every ticket purchase when you use code FTL. So you're getting an amazing price to a one-of-a-kind event, and now you're also helping Sean's Outpost with their outreach and assistance to the homeless. Free Talk Live was there last year, and they're there again this year. Mark and Ian will be broadcasting live Saturday and Sunday from the Texas Bitcoin Conference. They're excited to be part of it. Head over to TexasBitcoinConference.com. Get your tickets to be part of the future. Now, Johnson, you and Chris were sort of hashing out some kind of, I don't know if disagreement would be the right term to use. It's definitely a term that would be applicable. And basically, you're taking sort of a Rothbardian stand of a mother has the right to evict basically an unborn child from her uterus. And Chris, you're taking the position that she does not have that right, but you're not advocating what some people advocate who take that position, to where they would say, well, I would use deadly force to prevent her from doing that.
Right. So if anybody wants to get this really in depth from me, you can go to ChristopherCantwell.com, just search for abortion, and you'll find an article there titled Abortion, Evictionism and Abortion. So what Johnson is talking about has been, the term for this has been coined as evictionism, where you're saying, okay, infant, okay, fetus, you're going to get out of my body right now because it's my body, my choice. And the idea being that you don't have the right to kill the infant, but you can evict the infant from your womb because it's yours. And then if the infant dies afterwards, well, that's sort of the infant's problem. You're not under any obligation to take care of the child. And this is one of the most horrific things that I have heard in the course of my study of libertarianism, and it goes back to Rothbard. Walter Blockett made the case at a Ron Paul event during the Ron Paul campaign, of all things. It was horrific that this idea that a parent has some sex, goes and enjoys themselves and knows exactly where babies come from, and all of a sudden finds themselves, in the custody of another person's life. And they are under the impression that carries no responsibility with it whatsoever. Well, if it's not a person, then why bother with the evictionism in the first place?
It's a potential person.
Okay, so if it's a potential person, and this is not a thing, if you're taking the premise that it's not a person yet, then why do you even bother with the evictionism thing? Why not just go straight to abortion and kill it?
So this is sort of for the people that believe that it is a person.
Okay, so you're scamming them. You don't
not
believe
really.
That it's a person, so it's perfectly okay.
They believe
okay
that it's a person,
it.
So it's like if you feel it's a person, then you take responsibility for it. Well, that's your belief. It's not the belief of the person who was willing to get the abortion. It's the belief of the people saying, no, it's murder. That ball of cells that has absolutely no intelligence whatsoever, you know, like much less than even your cat, you know, is you know, somehow supposed to be protected because it got the random designation human.
We do not know what is going on, what consciousness a fetus has, right? We don't have that information.
There are some people that say that people don't have consciousness until like the age of 5, so therefore you can kill your toddler.
Yeah, this has literally seriously proposed that like you can have post-birth abortions, right? People actually believe this stuff. So I mean, we can very quickly get into really horrific scenarios when we start down this path. But let's just, you know, I'll address the evictionism thing. So I can't go ahead. I don't want to get into the is it a person thing. Well, let's work with evictionism for now.
Make it quick because we do have a caller.
Okay, so the idea that I have here is that we're
going to have a lot of callers after this discussion.
The reason that I don't favor abortion laws is because we have no agency. The society at large has no agency in the relationship between the mother and the child. If you are living in a free society and somebody... you know, if you want to hire people to protect you, you can do that. And, of course, you know, that makes a great deal of sense. The child is in this unfortunate position that it has not contracted with anybody outside. So while the mother necessarily has no right to kill her child, the society at large has no right to go after the mother because they're not party to the relationship between the mother and the child. Now, one might make the argument using that thought process that the father does. And that's a philosophical question that I haven't entirely answered yet, but the idea that you create no obligation at all by creating a life inside of you, I think that that's really horrific. I think that it's totally irresponsible, and I think that it's one of the many symptoms of the moral decay of this society that leads to all the problems that we face today.
Johnson, I'll give you a real quick rebuttal, and then we will take the call.
I mean, there's not really anything to rebut there. I don't believe it's, you know, it's like, oh, okay, it's life. You know, like, you know, it's like, oh, well, then, you know, it's like every time, you know, I'm, you know, pleasuring myself, it's a holocaust. You know, it's like, it's cells. Sorry, you know, oh, the tumor I had, you know, it's like, oh, it's like I had cancer, I had the tumor removed. Oh, it's life. You know, life is the life of, you know, a mother who's been raped or whatever, and now she's got this fetus growing inside of her, and she doesn't want to carry it to term. Should her life be, you know, like, that's a real life to me. I'm sorry, life of somebody who has actual, like, consciousness and has been walking around the planet and can make decisions and says, I'm alive, don't hurt me. That's a real life.
In the case of somebody who's been raped, you can make the argument that this has been visited upon them without their consent, okay? But when we're talking about consensual sex and women using abortion as birth control. That's
okay,
a
what about the
situation.
Woman who lies to the man?
What about the woman who lies to the man?
Yeah. Wasn't his consent? She used fraud.
Okay.
So
a woman lied to the man and gained his consent?
Okay, if abortion is okay in the case of rape, why would it not be okay in the case of the woman lied?
The man is going to abort the woman's baby?
We can hash this out when we come back on Free Talk Live.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The freeze-dried guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. There's also the Skype. So if you have Skype, then, you know, generally you will sound better, assuming that you have a good data connection.
And a good microphone. I don't think that was the case with the last caller.
Yeah, so we did have the one caller, and I had to keep turning him down because there was a lot of background noise that was coming through on his Skype call. Hopefully, Howard has a better connection. Howard, you are on Free Talk Live.
Yo, Daryl, and, Cantwell and
Johnson.
Don Johnson. Johnson knows I drink, so that explains my hesitation in remembering his name. Sorry, buddy.
No problem.
Thanks.
I have no idea who you are. So.
I know.
He's in the exact same boat.
Yeah.
Awesome. Good show tonight, though. I just had a few comments. Like when Darryl, when you say the Skype show, that is funny because it reminds me, like, you know, it sounds like an old person, you know, because I have that Irish Alzheimer's. I ripped this joke off from another comic, but I forget everything but the grudges.
I will say your voice is extremely familiar to me, though. I know I've heard you before, so.
It's Howie. I'm crazy. I've called a lot in the past.
Okay.
Sorry. But, yeah, that was fun, you know. That was funny, another comment. But really, I want to talk to Chris. Why don't they make vaporizer juice more powerful than 24 milligrams? Because I just got into it, and I really enjoy it. But I just think it would be better if they made it stronger.
Yeah, you can actually buy. Yeah, when I first switched, I ended up ordering online because I'd gotten, I think, the highest I could buy at the place I was buying from was like 16 or 18, actually. And then I went online and I found out that I could order 36 milligrams. You can
haven't seen it.
Yeah, you can get it higher than 24, but very.
What do you think?
Very few places sell anything higher than 24, like in a brick and mortar store. You got to go. Vapor for Life is one. I used to go to a place called Absolutely E-Cigs, which is a Chinese vendor. Is very inexpensive, but you can get it up to 36. You can get it at 32 or 36. I think are the two other common strengths if you shop around online.
Well, I'll look for that because I've been using like Mount Vapor and another place called like Viper or something, and I don't get the seeping things. Like it takes time for the vapor to develop because they mix it so freshly. But I don't want to make this into the vapor show. But, you know, thanks for taking my call. Really, I had a question for you guys.
Okay,
I
what's
a friend.
The question?
He's like, I have a friend, and he's a, you know, he's only like in his mid-50s, but he's like abused his body so much where it's the point where he has to go to dialysis like twice a week. And he's just, his life is going to crap, you know. And he's so, like, he'll start telling me stuff like how he's so frustrated with things, and then he starts saying how he's like, he starts talking crazy stuff like how he wants to hurt people. Like, I don't know how to handle it. You know, I'm not going to go to the cops. I know the police aren't going to help somebody. Well, I don't know what to tell him.
Well, I mean,
what
I
do? I try to tell him.
Circumstances.
How bad your life gets, you do not hurt innocent people. I mean, you do the best you can, and you keep trying. I don't know. It's not working. So
do you think that he is actually a threat to other people, or is he just talking about it?
That's what I wonder also. You know, is it all just like a thing to get attention?
Have you asked him?
Well, no, but I do know he's kind of really is kind of crazy, though. I mean,
well, he talks crazy. You see him acting crazy? Does he act out? Does he do things?
No, he's not locked up right now, but in the past he has, like, yeah, he will if he's pushed far enough. I mean, I don't know, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds to me like you got a pretty serious problem there. I mean, I suppose it depends on what it is that he's so upset about. Does he just hate his own life, or is it the society at large, or does he have a more specific problem?
Well, he's like has health problems, so I think he thinks he's dying. It's probably true. I mean, the doctors tell you don't have more than like 5 years on the planet, but he hasn't quit smoking. He hasn't done anything to do anything to improve his life. So maybe, you know, I don't know. Maybe it is just manipulative.
I mean, if he's in a spot where he's going to die in 5 years, whether he quits smoking or not, I don't blame him for not going through a nicotine fit. But, you know, maybe you get him some of that 36 milligram e-cig fluid and get him doing that. And I tell you what, when I managed to kick that habit, it did a lot for my psyche. I you know, I'm still a nicotine junkie, but even just the idea that I could quit smoking cigarettes made me feel like I was more in control of my life. I had the exact same situation when I quit. When I lost a bunch of weight, I was like, wow, I always thought that I was just getting older and getting fatter and there was nothing I could do. And then I lost some weight and I said, wow, I actually have some control.
How much weight did you lose?
Like over 45 pounds.
In how long of a period?
I mean, I started the low-carb thing, I don't know, several months ago.
Okay.
You know, I lost a bunch of weight when I first moved back to New Hampshire, just, I don't know, sort of made some healthier choices and was a little bit more active. And then I lost like 15 pounds. I didn't even realize I had lost it until somebody told me that I looked like I lost weight and I got on the scale. And then I did the low carb thing and I dropped like another 30. But now I'm like, I've still been doing the low carb thing and I'm unable to drop this last like 15 pounds that I would like to get rid of. And now I'm about to cheat on that and eat the first pizza I've had in like 6 months.
I heard Penn Jillette talking about having lost like 80 pounds in about 90 days.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen the pictures?
I have.
Yeah,
he did some sort of like vegan thing, and I'm kind of trying to do like a pescatarian type thing. I've eaten seafood a couple times.
Pendulette looks like that weight loss
was
unhealthy.
They could do that without getting one of those lap band procedures. But if I could say something, just if you give me a few minutes, thanks for keeping me on so long. But Chris, I really like, before you came on a Free Talk Live, like all I knew about you was from what I read, and I didn't know you, and I know that you are the way you are, but once you came on Free Talk Live, I saw like a totally different side of you. Like, you still like give people crap, like if somebody asks you how you're doing when they call on the show, you're snarky, and you're that's cool. But the thing is, when I saw you go through a time where you like looked at yourself, and a lot of those blogs that you wrote were like really honest. And that's where I really started to see you, where you talked about your drinking. You talked about like these issues and stuff. So, you know, I'm just wanted to say that I have a chance to talk to you guys now. So I just wanted to mention that. But I think you're good on the air, and I don't, you know, I'm just glad to have you as a host now. But
Well, thank you.
Just saying.
You know, Free Talk Live has been sort of an opportunity for me to do a little bit of rebranding, right? I mean, I sort of came onto the scene as a really angry guy, and I still am, you know. And I read there's an article on my website titled "My Path to Radical Libertarianism," which will sort of like tell you exactly how the character of ChristopherCantwell.com came to be. And the idea was, you know, I'd always sort of had a knack for telling people off, and I started to do like YouTube rants about, you know, political and social issues, and sort of it was a character that there was a good deal of development went into. And what ended up happening over the course of time was this started like impacting my real life. I never thought anybody was going to care, and as I, you know, as that started happening, I was like, okay, well, if this is going to come into my real life, then I guess I'll start sharing my real life with people. And, you know, it's met with some mixed results, but I like the opportunity that I've had on FTL to sort of to do a little bit of rebranding, if you will.
Yeah, it's good stuff. All right, guys, thanks for listening to me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, pal.
Thanks for the call, Howard.
I don't know. I got to agree with how you know, when people ask you how you're doing and they call in a radio show and they ask how you're doing, it's just like, get to the point. You know, this is not what the radio show is about. One of my favorite responses is there's a radio show host by the name of Ron Bennington, and constantly people will call on the show and ask, hey, you know, how you doing? He always responds with, yeah. And just, he responds like, hey, Ron, how you doing? Yeah. And then they move on with their point. Like somehow that magical response, he didn't even answer them, but somehow magically answering, yeah, gets them to talk about what they originally called in to talk about.
Well, what Ian always does, he says, go ahead with your thoughts. And, you know, I started going into, like, giving them, you know, sob stories. I'm like, well, a bird's when I pee. Do you have any advice? You know, but then that became a bit. Then people were calling and asking how I was doing more, and I had to stop doing it.
My favorite is, hey, guys, what's up? Ian always says, we're doing a radio show. What's on your mind? And what's on your mind? 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free caller line. Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Mark of Free Talk Live, and I want to tell you about a new way to be prepared for emergencies. Not just big emergencies, but little ones, too. It's a source of backup power, so small that I can put it in my pocket or the glove box of my car, but it's so powerful that it can actually jumpstart a bus if I needed to. Sounds crazy, but it's not. I'm talking about a breakthrough in portable power technology called the Pocket Power Plus. If you get stranded in an airport, in your car, or you just want to go off the grid for a while, the Pocket Power Plus becomes your own personal mini power plant. Run pretty much any kind of electronic device for hours, even days if you need to. The Pocket Power Plus can also deliver an enormous supply of on-demand power that can jumpstart almost any vehicle, even the coldest winter days. Comes with free jumper cables and an accessory pack. Best part, my listeners can now get Pocket Power Plus for half price by going to PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. Use coupon code FTL to save even more. Go to PocketPowerPlus9.com. PocketPowerPlus9.com, coupon code FTL.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Ryland, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheehan. Author, Judy Dollarheit. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo.
beekeeper, Jeff Maddox, seedsman, Mike Knox, author Gayla Pruitt, author Harry Cooper, food expert Joe Acapinti, and Bill Whaley, the junk man, March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in with whatever is on your mind, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, or if you have the Skypes, you can Skype in to username lrn.fm. And Johnson, in just a moment, is going to tell us about some weird Duck Dynasty fantasy about raping and murdering atheists. He'll get into that in just a second, but first, I want to make sure that I tell you about ExpressCoin. ExpressCoin is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, Litecoin, or Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They are a licensed money services business, and you can get your cryptocurrencies with money order, check, wire transfer. Just start off at ExpressCoin.com, whether in the U.S. or Canada. It's ExpressCoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading their app at ExpressCoin.com. And if you use coupon code FTL, you can get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency with no fee at all. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL. So, Johnson, tell us about the Duck Dynasty people, and for people that don't know who the Duck Dynasty is, sort of explain that and they're even relevant.
Yeah, Duck Dynasty is just this dumb duck hunting show, and there was this dumb guy who's on this dumb show, Phil Robertson, who made a bunch of news by making a bunch of anti-gay comments a long time ago that got him fired from this...
And then reinstated on the show.
Mm-hmm. And... so now he goes on, he's you know, making more, you know, obviously he makes money by doing this, but making more, I guess,
controversial
attention to himself.
For the sake of making a controversial comment.
And I'm getting...
guy on Fox News as some kind of Muslim expert, and I don't think that the guy has ever actually met anybody that is a Muslim.
Wait a second. He's being brought on Fox News as an expert on Islam?
Right, because he's made statements in the past about Muslims, and somebody somewhere interpreted that to be some kind of authoritative statement. So he's been on some of these Fox News shows as like, you know, and here's our expert on Islam, American bigot. Something another duck guy.
That's hilarious. I mean, I caught wind of this like when the when he made the you know he was talking about gay marriage and that sort of thing, and I think he said something like I don't even want to repeat what he said on the radio. I don't know how much trouble I'm going to get in if I do. But I
don't know of a radio-friendly way to repeat what
he said. Yeah, so, you know, but people are all panicking about it. And, you know, I'm a guy who's found himself in a little bit of controversy from time to time. And I was just telling everybody, hey, calm down. What do you care what this guy thinks? Why is Facebook freaking out? And all my libertarian friends are all like, he has opinions that I don't appreciate. And I'm like, well, you know, calm down about the Duck Dynasty guy. Who cares about his opinion? Right, to see him brought on as like an expert on a news station, that's a little frightening.
Well, I guess part of the reason why I'm bringing up this story is because I think it's a view shared by a lot of religious folks, and you know, we'll see whether or not you guys agree with me. So, Duck Dynasty patriarch Phil Robertson conjured up a lurid fantasy about a rape and murder of an atheist family to illustrate a point about following God's law. The reality TV star made the comments Friday at the Vero Beach prayer breakfast, and Christian conservative radio host Rick Wiles aired them later that day on his True News program, which reported Right Wing Watch. I'll make a bet with you, Robertson told the religious gathering. Two guys break into an atheist's home. He has a little atheist wife and two little atheist daughters. Two guys break into his home and tie him up in a chair and gag him. They take his two daughters in front of him and rape both of them, and then shoot them, and they take his wife and then decapitate her head off in front of him, Robertson continued. And then they can look at him and say, isn't it great that I don't have to worry about being judged? Isn't it great that there's nothing wrong with this? There's no right or wrong? Now, is it, dude? He then imagined the assailants cutting off the atheist's genitals. Then you take out a sharp knife and take his manhood and you hold it in front of him and you say, wouldn't it be something if there was something wrong with this? Robertson said. But you're the one who says that there's no God and there's no right and there's no wrong, so we're just having fun. We're
right,
sick in the
on,
head. Have
on,
a nice
good.
Day.
Hold on. Pause wherever you were. And I guess, you know, as like you know, the unofficial resident religious guy on Free Talk Live, because I think aside from Mark, I'm the only one that will claim any sort of you know, religious.
What, Daryl? You mean you
all.
Don't believe this about atheists?
No, I don't. And the whole thing of, you know, just because someone does not believe in a deity or believes in a different deity does not mean that they, you know, automatically have no concept of right and wrong.
Right.
And, you know, other people have rights to exist. Let me put it this way. My rights end where your nose begins. Like,
right.
You know, I can't just punch you in the face.
But you do understand
cause.
That there are there's a large percentage of religious people who think like, oh, that's an atheist. They don't believe that there's any morals.
Well,
there are a lot of people that believe that atheists don't have morals because they don't believe in God.
A lot of people, are you talking about a large percentage or just
a large
number?
Yeah, I believe it's a large percentage. I would easily guess 33% without even a whim of effort.
Yeah, okay, 33%, that's, you know, definitely not a majority. And I thought you were going to try saying, you know, like 65%.
Well, you know, something like 60% are biblical literalists in this country. So, you know, it might not be a stretch.
Of all the talk of rape and murder and genital mutilation, the most offensive part of that entire screed was that he said that atheists believe that there's no such thing as right and wrong.
Right.
That's the most offensive part about his rape and murder rant is that stupid fallacy that he has never bothered. This is the thing.
That's why I brought it in.
The guy obviously, first of all, I'd be surprised if this guy's even read the Bible, right? Like, I'd be shocked to find out that he actually has read the Bible from cover to cover, which I made the mistake of doing.
Right, and those 60%, Johnson, you said that you saw some survey or something saying 60%.
Yeah, there's lots of different surveys that have confirmed that number.
Of Americans are biblical literates. My guess is that a large percentage of those have not read the entirety of the Bible.
You're almost certainly right about that.
That they've read, you know, bits and pieces here and there. And they'll point to, you know, this one verse in Leviticus that says if a man lays with another man, he should be stoned. But yet just a couple verses later, it talks about don't get tattoos.
Yes.
Several verses later, it talks about don't eat shellfish. But I have never seen anybody who claims to be a Christian picket Red Lobster. I have seen people that claim to be Christians go eat at Red Lobster after leaving Sunday service.
There are lots of also surveys online and other sorts of polls that have gone around that ask whether or not, they ask religious literacy questions, what you know about the Bible, what you know about the Torah, what you know about the Quran, and in terms of religious literacy, what group do you think is the most religiously literate?
Atheist.
Wrong. It's actually the Jews. But following that, then it's the atheist, then it's the agnostic. But it's very surprising that, you know, in terms of general religious literacy, those groups, the highest up there, are well above Christians, are atheists and agnostics.
I just want you to know, so like when I've been on the show, I've been taking the video and then making clips, and
sure.
I do fully intend to take an out-of-context clip of you saying, it's the Jews.
Yeah, and one thing that I find interesting, somewhat tangentially related, the people, in my opinion, that know the U.S. Constitution the best are people that don't want the U.S. government to exist at all.
Right.
Yeah, that's certainly, you know, look, the people with the opposition to the document who generally have the greatest knowledge of it, right? You start seeing, like, the problems with it. The people who accept the document without question don't have any need to read the document. They know, you know, they just know that it's perfect and they don't want to, you know, raise any questions about it. I think Penn Jillette has said, hey, if you want to become an atheist, just read the Bible from cover to cover, right? I, like, rejected the concept from the earliest of ages. Like, when I was growing up, my mother would tell me these things, and I'd be like, well, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense, and here's why I don't believe that. And then she'd be like, shh, you can't say that, then you'll be an atheist and you'll go to hell. And I said, I don't think that that's an argument.
And there's a great comedy routine by David Cross, and I don't necessarily like all the things he says because sometimes his politics are just atrocious. But one of the bits he does is about going to church when he's young, and he's just like, "What? You won't believe this? Like, where are the fairies and the unicorns? Like, this is D&D. This is crazy. This is ludicrous. How do you buy into this?"
So you can call in. Hour 3 is after the news. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk about atheist rape fantasy.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davy Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
the human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.